Welcome to another episode of Questions Are Answers, and today we're going to be talking about how to not overthink. This is something that I've personally struggled with for the majority of my life, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to it. And I would like to think of myself as like the overthinker of overthinkers, because I always daydream, I always think about everything. I don't know if I've Like for the majority of my life, I don't think that I've gone through most of it not thinking about what I'm thinking about. Very rarely will I ever have, well, this is back then, right? Very rarely will I ever just have thoughts that come in and then just not think about them. I never saw that as a problem until I saw what overthinking started to produce within my body. And once I noticed how I felt every time I started to overthink, that's when I saw it as something that I really didn't want to do anymore because of how bad I felt inside. I was living with just chronic anxiety. Every single waking moment would just be filled with anxiety, fear of not knowing what's going to happen, and just being extremely stressed, that it put so much pain and stress on the body that it manifested into different illnesses like leaky gut, IBS, all these sorts of things. And I noticed that it got worse the more that I thought about things. And that's why this topic hits home for me, is because it's something that for the majority of my life, I was not able to overcome until more recently, after I understood why I overthought and what to do about it in terms of a permanent solution versus how to manage it, if that makes sense. Because most of my life, I was just managing it and using different tactics and strategies and frameworks to try to overcome a lot of the thoughts. But I found that to be very, very tiring. And doing a lot of trying to do a lot of positive thinking and replacing those thoughts. And it just took so much willpower, so much strength, so much energy to try to combat a lot of the thinking that I had going on. And I wanted a way out. I just didn't want to keep having that internal civil war within myself. And I finally found something that worked after I understood what it meant. And I'd love to share that with you today. So how can we stop overthinking? The nature of overthinking is that I found for myself that I believed that overthinking actually helped me. And that was the root reason why I kept doing it in the first place. I thought that if I didn't stress about things, if I didn't have anxiety about certain things, if I didn't worry about certain things within my business or my life, that things wouldn't get done, that I wouldn't move in the direction that I needed to, that if I didn't have a fire under my butt, that I wouldn't move, right? And I just came to see that when I began to question it and ask myself, is that actually true? That if I don't have stress in my life, if I don't have anxiety or worry about certain things, would they not get done? And I saw that, oh my God, like there are things in my life that I don't worry about, that I don't stress about, and I don't have anxiety about, and they still get done. And I was just perplexed. And that just opened my mind and perspective up to the fact that I can live my life without worry, stress, and anxiety, and still accomplish my goals, and still manifest my dreams, and still get things done that need to be done. And I was just so mind blown at that. Because no one told me about that. You know, everyone always told me I have to worry about, you know, in school, getting good grades. I have to worry about the test. I have to stress about getting things done. I had to worry about my finances, my money, and all of that. Otherwise, they just wouldn't grow. But that's just not true. Once I saw that for what it was, it began to dissipate. The illusion began to dissolve before my very eyes. And I allowed space to occupy my mind versus thinking about my thoughts. And once I saw that, I began writing out my to-do list. I began to just check them off and do the things on that to-do list without having to manually think about what I needed to do. I just started going through the to-do list, executed each one, one by one. And obviously there'd still be thinking about those thoughts, but I would see it and know that, oh, this isn't necessary. The worry isn't necessary. The anxiety isn't necessary. The stress isn't necessary for me to get these things done. And it doesn't help me to get it done if I'm more stressed. I actually do worse work when I am more stressed And I found out that I'm not really as engaged with what I'm doing if I am stressed. And thus the quality deteriorates. I don't have as much fun. I don't want to do it. And it makes everything worse because when I'm stressed about it, I don't want to do it. I fear it. And so I don't want to go anywhere near it. And once I began to create space in my mind and to slow things down and to question my own thoughts and my own thinking, and that's what truly changed my life. And that's why I love this podcast name, is because when I started to question my very own thinking and not believing everything that I thought, that is when my biggest breakthrough started to occur. That's when I realized that I didn't have to overthink. I didn't have to stress. I didn't have to worry about what I'm doing, and that they still get done, and that it's not going to be the end of the world if I don't stress or worry about it. Most of the things I worried about weren't really life and death. It was really about me worrying about what I would look like to other people. Like that's what it was at the end of the day. Like what would my parents think about this? What would my friends think about this? What would my colleagues think about this? How would I be perceived by other people? And that caused so much stress and overwhelm. And when I started to let that fall away, so what if they thought about me in a certain way? I just wanted to really enjoy what I'm doing in the present moment. And I didn't want anything else to take me away from that. And I saw overthinking as a way that took me away from what I'm doing right now. It took the joy out of things. Overthinking really is the thief of happiness, the thief of the present moment. So when I saw that, I really began to naturally change what I've been doing, stop thinking about what I'm thinking about. And I just realized that when I'm happiest, I ask myself, what thoughts am I having in that current moment when I am the happiest in my life, when I'm the most productive? And I realized that I'm having no thoughts. Like when I'm having an absolute blast with my girlfriend and we're going out or doing something with each other or just out in nature on a walk, I'm at my happiest when I am at my happiest, I'm having no thoughts or no thinking about my thoughts in that very moment. And when I start thinking about my thoughts, that's when mayhem happened. That's when all hell broke loose. It's so crazy because the very fact of thinking is what took me away and what caused all the stress. It didn't even matter what I was thinking about. All that mattered was that if I was thinking about my thoughts, that caused me stress. That caused me anxiety. That caused fear. My thoughts weren't necessarily bad. So there's a big distinction here, right? Thoughts aren't bad. Thoughts come and go. We can't really control what thoughts pop into our mind. But thoughts are the very raw material that we can use to create whatever we want in life. So thoughts are not bad. Don't get me wrong there. But thinking about my thoughts is what caused all of my anxiety, stress, and overwhelm. And that's overthinking. So when I saw that, it didn't matter about the contents of my thinking. The very fact that I was thinking was causing all of this. So if I worry about what I was thinking about, I would try to change my thinking and it made it worse because I would constantly flip back and forth between positive thoughts, negative thoughts, happy thoughts, and then stressful thoughts, and then joyful thoughts, and then try to manipulate my thinking into other things. And that was so tiring. And it wasn't until that I saw that when I started thinking about my thoughts, that was the root cause of all of my suffering. And once I stopped thinking about my thoughts and just allowing it to be and for my thoughts to just come and pass, that is when I was liberated. That is when I started to enjoy what I did more. That is when I stopped overthinking because I saw that it wasn't helpful, because I saw that I would be okay if I didn't worry, stress, or had anxiety about certain things. Once I saw that it didn't help, it just naturally began to fall away. And I fell into the present moment and into flow and into joy, because that's how we naturally are. Without these thoughts or without these manual thinking about our thoughts, I found that I was naturally happy. I found that I was innately joyful. I found that our natural state was peace and fulfillment and love. And that is such a beautiful thing, because now I know that I don't have to try to be happy. I don't have to try to love. I don't have to try to love what I do and be joyful. I just knew that that's how I naturally am if I'm not thinking about my thoughts. And that's all I have for you today. Hopefully something struck you. Hopefully something hit you in the moment and that you had an insight or an opening of how you normally think about things. And so this isn't really a tactic for you to do, but just for you to open up your awareness, open up your consciousness, open up the possibilities that you could have, and open up a new way of thinking about overthinking. And once you see that, it might not be in the present moment. It might not be right now. It could be, but it could be a week down the line, 2 weeks, 3 months, a month, a year. For some people, it's taken that long. For me, it took quite a while. So there's no pressure on it, right? But as long as these words kind of permeate your system and your being, you'll remember it. As long as you remain open, you'll have an insight. In that moment, when you have the insight, your life will change forever. And the actions afterwards will become obvious and effortless on what you need to do. And that's all I have for this episode. And thank you so much for listening. And if you truly enjoyed it, I would love if you could leave a review, as well as share it with a few of your colleagues, friends, family, and friends that could really benefit from this message, and from these insights. And thank you so much for listening. And I will see you guys on the next one.